Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Weekly News on Conversations with the Facade in Nigeria. Last week, we read news from the 1st of April 1921, ushering in the month of April. And today, we'll be looking at news from the 8th of April 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sir Kitoyi Ajasa. His Excellency, the Governor. His Excellency, the Governor, Sir H. Clifford, KCMG, and Lady Clifford left Lagos on Monday morning, the 4th instant, long before the time of departure, as announced in Reuters Telegram 11 a.m., a big crowd of people had wended their way to the front of Government House. There were present white-capped chiefs, Obanikoro, Eletu, and Oloto, the Lemonu and his adherents, the ladies of the New Era Club, the young ladies of the British West African Educator Girls Club, a large number of European ladies and gentlemen, a large number of educated natives and the general public. Punctually to the hour, His Excellency Lady Clifford motored from Government House to the landing stage. On arriving, he was received by the Guard of Honour, who presented arms, the band playing the national anthem. Accompanied by the officer on duty, he inspected the Guard of Honour and thereafter took his stand with Lady Clifford under a large tree by the steps leading to Government House Pier. There, he received the salutations of those who had come to bid him and Lady Clifford goodbye and Godspeed. This little ceremony over a small select party accompanied His Excellency to the lifeboat, which was in readiness to convey him and his party to the SS Apam. As the lifeboat shared off, three vociferous cheers were raised by the crowd for the Governor and Lady Clifford. It is reported that the Apam, with their excellencies on board, steamed past Five Cowry Creek Bridge and Wilmot Point. The workmen who were returning from their midday meals raised cheers upon cheers for their excellencies. They say bon voyage, and au revoir. Police sports. Last Saturday witnessed a particularly well-organized and successful sport given by the Nigerian Police of the Southern Provinces. Should space be available, it is hoped to give a full report of the day's proceedings in this week. If not, then in the following issue of this journal. We congratulate the officers and the men alike on a grand display. It should be mentioned that many years ago, a sport was organized by the police of the then colony, though not on anything like the grand scale of last Saturday. Interesting. The Chief Justice. As has been announced, His Honor the Chief Justice sufficiently recovered to enable him to proceed to Ibadan to hold the assizes. He arrived in Lagos on the 6th instant, and it is said the change has done him a lot of good. The approaching legal holiday. The 31st day of May is not so far away as all that. Already, reports of changes on the judicial bench in Lagos are announced. Mr. Justice Pennington will be leaving for England in about a fortnight after 20 months stay in this Nigeria. It is said that Mr. Justice Weber from the other province will be the vacation judge with Sir Van der Meulen. Requiem Mass at the Holy Cross Cathedral. A very big congregation was present at the Requiem Mass sung in memory of the late Daddy Manuel Joaquin dos Reis, father of Mr. Hippolytos Reis. Daddy Reis died some 2 or 3 months ago. His son Hippolytos, who has been away in the Brazil for many years, is expected to arrive in Lagos shortly. And that is it from Weekly News for the 8th of April 1921. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week for the 15th of April. Cheers. Don't forget to share our podcast channel with friends and family. And we're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria and Twitter at Facade Nigeria, capital letter F, small letters ACADE, capital letter N, small letters IGRIA. See you guys next week. Cheers.